Today's share of the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Chaf. We're actually halfway down Chaf Amud Aleph already, right in the middle of the Daf with the words Tana Rabbanan. It's a little bit above the end of the Tosos, Achas Ketana V'Achas Gedola. And the Braisa begins, Tana Rabbanan. Machatzelas shol shifa v'shogemi. If you have a mat, yesterday we discussed the large mats, the smaller mats. We had the opinion of the Chamin, the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer. In any event, we're dealing now with certain specific types of mats that are made out of shifa and gemi. What are shifa and gemi? So Rashi tells us that shifa is a foreign language word, and in the Laz Rashi, it says it's a min guma. It's a certain type of grass. And this gemi is also a foreign language word, yonok, and Rashi says it's also a certain type of grass, mogok. In any event, Rashi explains that these are hein rachin, they're very soft, and hilkach, therefore, stam kitana, yesh ben l'shliva, the stam, the full position of the smaller ones, is that they're definitely used for sleeping purposes. And lo shno Gedula. Now, this is not Gedola. Loshno Gedula. You have to be very careful between the words Gedola and Gedula here. So Rashi tells us it doesn't make a difference whether it's a weave. Gedula means woven, like to braid. Like Megadel is also a Loshno of braiding. So Loshno Gedula Maase Shaharisharos Shehi Ova Feino Chaloka, that they're thick and they're not going to be smooth. Lo sha aruga, not like a weave, shechalaka, which is smooth. So for both the shifa and gemi, so they are definitely made over here lishchiva. Now, when we said behind the diktoni gedola misach in bo, when we said the large ones you can definitely use for sach, that's the normal default position, whereas kitana in misach in bo, small ones we don't. That was our conclusion yesterday, that everybody agrees that the small ones are not used stam for sach. The stam, the default position of the small ones, is for Shriva, the Ein Chiluk being Gidula Liaruga. And amongst the small ones, we don't differentiate between those that are woven in a certain way and those that are woven in another way. Avo Shokanim Hein Kashim, but the reeds, which we're going to learn about right now, those are harder. And that's go continue in the Gemara. So let's read again from the beginning of the Brayis. Tanur Banon, Machatzelas Shel Shifa Shel Gemi. So the Gidola Mesachim, but the larger ones are not considered used for shchiva purposes, they're not makabel tumah, and therefore they could be used sach to the default position. Whereas the ketana, the smaller ones, ain't masach kimba, because stam is that they use for shchiva. Now, shokonim v'sholchilas, these are two other types of material. Rashi explains that these konim and chilas, in the Laz Rashi's, he gives a foreign word, Lashka. He says, Pirish, it's Kimin Gumo Hagodu Bamayim, some sort of like a reed that grows by the swamp. Esav Hagodu Ba'agme Hamayim. So these types of swamp reeds, so here it depends. Here, gedula mesachimba, if it's woven or braided in a certain type of a way, so then it's not soft, and therefore it's not going to be used for shchiva purposes, and therefore it is used for a schach, stam. But aruga, if it's woven in another way, so then it is used for shchiva purposes, and it's makabel tumah as a result, makabel tumah medrash. And emesachimba, the four position is that you're not allowed to use it for schach. That is the opinion of the Tanakam in this Braisa. Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi, Omer Mishum Abed. Rabbi Shmuel Rav Yossi said in the name of his Holy Father, Rav Yossi, no, Achazu ve'achazu masachim bo. He said, whether it's the tighter weave or the lesser weave, they're both not really used for shchiva, and therefore they're not makabel to mesmedris, and therefore they can be used for schach. And this is also, he said, v'chein hoyer Rav Dosi, Omer Kidvar Rav Dosi, and Rav Yossi both said the same shita, that these are allowed to be used for schach. Tanahosim, we learned in the Mishnah in Edios. Edios is known as the Bechir, the special, most select of the Mishnais, because many machlokesun were answered in Edios on Bobayom, on the day that they had the famous machlokesun Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel, and they brought in Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah to be the new Nasi, so they opened up the doors to the Beis Medrash, and they had a tremendous shakal v'tarya, and they were able to answer many questions. So the Mishnais and Edios are known as the Bechir Shemishnais. In any event, Tananhos, we learned in Edios, Kol HaChotzolos Metamim Tomei Meis. All the different Chotzolos are Metamim Tomei Meis. Now, what are Chotzolos? We'll have two different opinions in a moment in the Gemara, so we'll leave that definition for right now. One will be it's a machatzelis, it will be a reed, mat, but it will be another opinion we'll see in a moment. So, this Mishnah in Edias tells us that all of these Chotzolos, whatever they are metamin tmei meis, are capable of being makabel tmei meis. They have the status of being a kli, divrei Rabbi Dosa. This is the opinion of Rabbi Dosa. The Chachamim disagree. The Chachamim, no, not only is it makabel tmei meis, but it's even makabel tmei medris. Now, that's the final understanding. This Mor is going to question this. Medrash in Tamei Meis Lo, it seems to imply that the Chachamim say it's only Makabel Tumas Medrash, but it's not Matami Tumas Meis. That can't be. But it's not. Because we learned the Gemara Mishnah Nida, Matami medrash matami tumas meis. There is nothing that is capable of being matami tumas medrash that also can't be matami tumas meis. So therefore, how can Rabbi Dosa say that it's matami tumas meis, and seemingly the Chachamim disagree and say it's only makabel tumas medrash? So where says the obvious teretz ema af medrash? So the Chachamim say not only is it makabel tumas meis, but it's also makabel tumas medrash. Now, my chotzolos. What exactly are these chotzolos? So we have two opinions. The first one is Amar Rav Avdimi Bar Hamduri. Rav Avdimi, who is the son of Hamduri, said that it's something called Mar Zovle. That doesn't help us that much. The Gemara says, Mayim Mar Zovle. What exactly are Mar Zovle? So Amar Rabbi Abba. Rabbi Abba explains that it's Mezabele. Now this is a foreign language word that Rashi tells us is Bolus, and he says Pirush Tarmil. It's like a knapsack that the shepherds used to use. Elsewhere it's brought down that this is Sak Asui Me'or. This is a leather type of a knapsack that the shepherds used to go bring food to their animals. V'kivin shalafomim meniach haroa es asak tachas rosho v'shochiv lov. Sometimes he would use this as a pillow. He would use this knapsack as a pillow, so therefore the Chachamim felt that this was a kli ha'osu l'shchiva, and it's matami af b'medrash. So that's why the Chachamim say it even is matami tumas medrash. Rabbeinu Hananel writes here that it's kimin yirios kitzaros, some sort of like a short cloth, and afterwards they sew it together and they make it into some sort of a glove or a cover. And the Ritva explains that this is the Roim used to use this and put it sometimes underneath their heads as a pillow as well. So this is the first interpretation of what these chotzolos are from Rabbi Abba saying that it's mezable. Reb Shimon Malakish, on the other hand, Reish Lakish Omer, he says it's machatzolos mamish, these are mats, like we've been discussing previously, albeit somewhat different. And V'azdor Reish Lakish L'taime, this goes in accord with what Reish Lakish said elsewhere. What was Reish Lakish's understanding? The Amar Reish Lakish, Harini Kaparas Rabbi Chia Uvanav. We have a famous expression that the minhag is that a person, Rachman al-Lasani, loses his mother or his father, he says for the entire year, the Yud Beis Chodesh, he says, everything that I do, it should be a kapara, should be an atonement for my holy parents. Harini Kaparas Mishkavo. So this is a statement that we make halacha l'maisa in the first 12 months after the parent's death. You don't say zatzal, you say harini kaparis mishkavo. And Reish Lakish said this about Rabbi Chia, the great Rabbi Chia. So Reish Lakish said, I should be a kapara for Rabbi Chia uvonim and his children. In the beginning, when the Torah was originally forgotten from Klai Yisrael, so all Ezra mi Bavel vi Yisada. So Ezra came up from Bavel. There were people that were not very big Tamidei Chacham that came up with him. The main people, they stayed behind in Bavel. They were very happy with their lives in Nebuchadnezzar Bavel. And only the people that were unhappy, the people that were less than stellar in their performance of Torah mitzvos, many of them had actually married non-Jewish women. Anyway, when Ezra came up from Babel, so he reestablished the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. Subsequently, again, through the difficulties of time and the persecutions, Chazra v'nishtacha, so it was again forgotten. And this time, Ola Hillel, Habadli, Hillel came up from Babel, and he became the Nasi, v'yisada, and he reestablished the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And again, Nebu, Chazra v'nishtacha, again, through all the travails, and Ola Rabbi Chia, one of v'yistua, and then Rabbi Chia and his children, they came up from Babel, and they reestablished the Torah in Eretz Yisrael. And what did they say? Rabbi Chia Vanav, they said, Lo nechleku Rabbi Dosa v'chachamim al machatzolo shel Usha, that Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim are not arguing about the machalos that were found in Usha, the mats that were made in Usha. And we turn to Chofu Mebeis, Shehein Tmeos. As Rashi points out, there were Tmeos not only as a kli for Tumas Meis, af Medris, the Miuchados l'shchiva hein, that they were designated for sleeping purposes, and therefore they were makabel tumas medrash, and of course tumas meis as well. So everybody agreed with those machatzolos that came from Usha, and likewise v'shol Tveria, the machatzolos that came from Tveria, shein Taurus. Everybody agreed. Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim didn't have any machlokis on the mats that came from Tveria because they were definitely made not for shchiva purposes; they were made for schach purposes. As Rashi points out, the machatzolos in Tveria koshusay, they were very hard. Vein l'cha adam shochev lehem, and no human being would sleep on them. So therefore, they were made obviously for schach. So what did they have the argument? Rabbi Dosa the Chachamim amar nechleku. So they argued al shar makomos, and the mats that came from all the other places, not Usha and not Tveria. So the machlokis is al shar makomos marisavai. Rabbi Dosa held kivan deleko diyosav alayu, since people didn't normally sit on them. As Rashi points out, ein rov bnei adam regilim liachdon lekach. Most people for the other mats only for the mats of Usha, which were nice and soft, did they specifically say that they were for Shechiva purposes. But the Stam position, according to Rabbi Dosa, for all the other mats, that they were not for Stam for Shechiva purposes, and therefore they were not Makabel Tumah in the Stam, unless you specifically said you're making them for Shechiva. So that's what Mar Savar, that's Rabbi Dosa. Even the lek of the osvlayo, most people don't sit on them. We view them like the hard ones from Tveria that everybody says is tar. So Rabbi Dosa says those are tahar as well. However, Umarso the Chachamim say no. Kivan de mikre, it will sometimes happen. The osvlayo, and they will go and sit on them because, after all, they are able to be sat upon and be a little bit uncomfortable. But a person could sit upon them. So therefore, kidu usha damyon. So they, the Chachamim held that this was more like usha, where they were regularly made. The stand position was for shchiva purposes. So Reish Lakish says that this machlokus between Rabbi Dosa and the Chachamim is an actual matz. Where it says on Amar, we quote what we just said about Rabbi Dosa. Kol achotzolos mitamim tamei meis, divrei Rabbi Dosa. So Rabbi Dosa had said that they were mitamim tumas meis, but they were not mitamim tumas medrash. Where it says, wait a second, what tanya? But we just learned. V'cheinoi Rabbi Dosa omer kidvarav. The Rabbi Dosa had agreed with Rabbi Yossi, and we were talking about the various types of machatzolos, such as the gedula, the certain type of braiding, and aruga, a certain type of weaving. So he said that you could use them for schach. And that was the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, who said it in the name of Rabbi Yossi. And V'chein Hoy Rabbi Dosi, Omer Kidvar, Rabbi Yossi also agreed that it was good. So how can you tell me over here that the Matami Tumah is Meis, because that means a Makabel Tumah, and therefore they can't be used for Schach. So we seem to have a stira in what Rabbi Dosa said. So Gemara says, Lokash, it's not a problem. Ho de Isle Gedanfa, Ho de Lesle Gedanfa. What is Gedanfa? So Rashi says, Kain Sofa Soviv Gavomad. It has a lip around it, and that turns it into Lekabel Mashinos Dimbahut. It makes it into a base kibble. Vasuya Latashmish Lases Peros Hagaba. And therefore, it's used to contain fruits. So it's held, the fruits are held in around the rim. And therefore, in that situation, it is considered a kli, and therefore it's makabel tumah. That's what Rabbi Dosa said over here now. Kol achatzolos mitamim tamim meis. That's if it has a lip around it. But when we said previously, Rabbi Dosa said that the mats are not makabel tumah, that's when they don't have a rim around them. The lesle gedanfa. Gemara now continues and says, meisvei, we just had a machlokus between Rabbi Avdimi Barhamduri, who said that the chotzolos were these types of leather bags that the shepherds used called mezable. And Reish Lakish said, no, it was machatzolos mamish. So we're now going to question this. The Brisa tells us, chotzolos so shosham, v'shogemi, v'shosak, v'shosvira. These types of chotzolos, these types of mats that were made of these materials, sham, Rashi tells us, is a min shifa, which we had previously was a certain type of grass. And the next one is gemi. We had that previously as well. Another type of soft grass, sak, which we said was notso shel izim, the goat's hair, and then finally sfira. Sfira we didn't have previously. Sfira, Rashi tells us, is mimashe mistaper mitzavor hasus umizinovo. This is the hair of a horse from its neck and from its tail. So this would be horse hair. All of these, the Braisa tells us, are metami tumas meis, metami tumei meis. They're all makabel tumah of tumas meis. Divrei Rabbi Dosa. This is the opinion of Rabbi Dosa. He held that all of these are in fact kalim. Chachamim omrim, the chachamim say at medrash. They're not only the metami tumas meis, but they're also used for shchiva purposes, and therefore the makabel tumas medrash. Now, this is great. We understand over here that if you hold that these chotzolos are these marzovle, these are these tarmiel, these knapsacks that the shepherds used to use. So bishlam alaman diomar marzovle, Rav Avdimi Barhamduri, who said that that's what machatzolus means, it's marzovle. So sham v'shogemi chazu lechinto deperi. Those materials that were made of mats, that were made of sham and gemi, they're able to be used lechinto deperi. What is lechinto deperi? Rashi says, Peirus gasin, these are large fruits, she'en yotzim derech nekiv kotem. So they can be enclosed in these mats because they won't fall through the small spaces that are in between the weave. Therefore, they're capable of being used to collect peiros, and that's called lechinto de peiri. So that's what those two are for, the sham and the gemi. What about the shalsak, the shalsvira, the goat's hair and the horse hair? That's chazi, that's able to be used, chazu legulke vitzani. What are these gulke and sani that they're able to be used for. These are, Rashi says, kelim ke'en sakin. These are the types of sacks. She knows them hem kitunios uperos dakin. You can put in them various types of small fruits. In other words, because they're so tightly woven, there is no concern that the small fruits will fall right through them. So therefore, according to this understanding that the chotzalos are in fact various types of bags or containers or pouches that you can put stuff into, so we can understand that Rabbi Dosa says that that's why they're mekabel tumas meis, because they're utensils, they're base kibble, they're collecting items, and therefore they're a utensil. Eleman de omer machatzolos mamish, according to Reish Lakish, who said that these are actual mats. As Rashi says, shame shoot them, they're flat, the ain lahem base kibble, they don't have any collecting receptacle, so therefore, bishlama, I can understand, shosak v'shol svira, I understand why the goat's hair and the horse hair types of sacks, chazu leprose v'navoso, what is prose v'navoso? So Rashi says, these are like curtains, kineged ha-pesach, the mosach ha-pesach is called Parsa de Tara, and Navasa are various types of sieves. So I can understand why these mats are able to be considered makabel tuma, because they function as utensils. El Shoshan v'shogami, what purpose could they possibly have? Leman Chazu, what are these mats good for? What type of utensil are they good for? As we pointed out, they're not very tightly woven, so therefore they can't store anything. So therefore, they're not able to be used for storage as utensil, and they're not able to be used for the purposes that the goat's hair and the horse hair were, which you said were either for sieves or for some type of a curtain. So, lemai chazu, what are they good for? That you should say that they're makabel tumah. So, Gemara says, chazu lenazi yosa. They can be used over here for the covers of the beer. As Rashi says, lechasus ben gigis, they can cover up the vat, she'osu ben shechar, that they make the beer inside of it. That's the understanding of Rashi. Tosus disagrees and says, Yeshalo Marken. He says, you can't say this because the Sham Begemi Lomakabli Tumma. And therefore, they're not considered a item that, even if it's used as a cover, would be able to be Makabli Tumma. And therefore, Tosus says, no, that they were used for some sort of a base kibble. They were used to collect something, and that's why they were, in fact, Tumma. Okay. That's version number one of this discussion. Now we'll have almost the opposite. This was a shaila on Reish Lakish, and it was consistent with Rav Dimi Bar Hamduri. Now we're going to ask the question on Rav Dimi Bar Hamduri, and it's going to be consistent with Reish Lakish. Ikad Yamre, alternatively, we could argue that Rav Dosa's position is able to be understood according to only Reish Lakish. Bishlam Laman Di Omar Machatzolos Mamish Kud, Reish Lakish, who explained Rav Dosa that it's talking about actual mats, Shoshan, Shogemi, Chazul, and Aziyasa. So, these types of mats that are made out of the material that is very coarse and it's not really having a base kibble, and it's not for shriva, and it's not for collection, so what is it used for? It is able to be used either for the cover of the beer vats or for some sort of a collection that's used in the beer making. And shosak v'shosfira, the goat's hair and the horse hair, chazu leprose v'nafosa, they can be used for the curtains or they can be used for strainers, for sieves. So therefore, we understand why Rav Dosa says that they're all makabel tuma. However, el laman diomar ma'azuvle, but according to Rav Avdimi Bar Amduri, who said that these are tarmilim, these are bags that are used sometimes to put underneath your head and you sleep on them. So bishlam mishol sak mishol svira, the goat's hair and the horse's hair, chazu legulke vitzani, so they're able to be used for various types of bags or sacks that you could collect stuff inside of them. Ella Shosham Shogemi, which you said has a not so tight weave. So then Lamai Chazi, what are they able to be used for? They're not utensils. So why would Rav Dosa say that they're makabel tuma? So here the Gemara says, Chazu lekinsa de peri, because they are having small holes in them, so you can't put in small fruits, but they could collect larger fruits, and therefore, because they have this ability to still collect larger fruits, they are makabel tuma. Finally, Gemara concludes and says, Tanya, we learned in a braisa. Amar Rabbi Chananya. Rabbi Chananya said, Kishiradati Legolo, when I went from Eretz Yisrael to the Golus, Motzosi Zochin Echod, I found a certain older person. Sometimes Zochin Echod could mean Eliyahu Novi, but I don't think it means that over here. But Amali, Mesachin Bebudja, and he told me that we can use a budja to cover up the sukkah. Rashi explains, a budja is a machatzelas. So this Zochin said that you're allowed to use a mat to cover up the sukkah eschach. And Ukishabasi Eitzel Rabbi Yeshua, Achi Abba, when I went to my uncle, the brother of my father, so he also agreed, Hodel Advarv, he agreed with this Zochin Echad that you can use a machatzelis for schach. How do we paskin? Amr Chizka, vu delesle gedanfa. That's true. It can use a schach if it doesn't have the rim around it. If it has the rim around it, then it's a base kibble. It's a kabel tumma. It can't be used as schach. So this machatzelis that the Zokin Echad, and it was agreed upon by the uncle of Rabbi Hananya. The uncle was his father's brother. His name was Rabbi Shimon. And he agreed with this concept that the Zokin Echad set. So therefore, Rabbi Chista is qualifying under what circumstances this budge is good. It's only if it doesn't have a rim and it's not makabel tumah. As a result, it's not a kli. It doesn't have a base kibble. Finally, Gemara says, Amar Ula Ula says, Hani budyasa, these budge, these mats, the bnei mechoza, they're used in the area of mechoza, ilmale kir shalahan misachibho. If it wasn't for the fact that they had a rim around them, in other words, they were a base kibble, and they used to use them to collect things, if it wasn't for that, they would be able to be used as chach. In other words, they couldn't be used as chach if they were base kibble. So Ula is agreeing with what Rav Chista qualified the statement of Rabbi Hananya. And the Gemara concludes and finishes off with the Braisa, Tani Nami Yochai. The Braisa says the same thing. Masachim bebudya. However, if it has some sort of a lip around it, it has a wall around it, then it's a base kibble. It's makabel tumah, ein masachim bem. Then you're not allowed to use it as chach. This concludes the beautiful first parak of Sukkah. Hajj lecha Sukkah, Hajj lecha Sukkah, Hajj lecha Sukkah. And now we begin the second parak. We begin, Hayoshein tachas amita besukkah. If a person sleeps underneath the bed in the sukkah, so that's not in the sukkah. He's in an ohel called underneath this bed that's in the sukkah. So the Tanakhama says, lo yotzi dechavasa. The person didn't fulfill his obligation. As Rashi points out, the ohel mafsik beino lesukkah. He's in an ohel, this bed, underneath this bed. It has the status of an ohel, has certain qualifications, certain shiurim that we'll speak about in a moment in the Mishnah and the Gemara. And therefore, it's an ohel that's interrupting between himself and the sukkah. And therefore, the ikar yeshiva's a sukkah is achila shashiyah vishina. And therefore, he's yashen, which is the paradigm that we always use, but the same thing applies for achila and shashiyah. So therefore, he is in ohel within the sukkah, and therefore, he's not fulfilling his obligation to eat, drink, and sleep in the sukkah. On the other hand, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, I disagree. Noag yin hayinu, he says, it was our custom. Shahinu yeshenim tachas amitim b'vnei hazakenim, that when we were younger, we would sleep in the sukkah, underneath the beds of the sukkah. There wasn't enough room for everybody on top of the beds, so they would sleep under the beds. They let the older people sleep on top of the beds, and they slept under the beds, because everybody had to sleep in the sukkah. And they were obligated to sleep in the sukkah, and they were yotzei sleeping in the sukkah, underneath these beds. And the chacham and the great gedolim that were there didn't say boo. They let them do this. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, sleeping under the bed is not considered an ohel within the sukkah, and therefore it is acceptable. On the other hand, Amar Rabbi Shimon says, "Ma'isa b'tavi avdo shel Rabbi Gamliel." I'll show you that Rabbi Yehuda is not right. And in fact, the Tanakhama, the Chachamim, are right, because there was a ma'isa with the famous eved of Rabbi Gamliel, whose name was Tevi. He was a non-Jewish eved. He was an eved Kenani. Shoyoshin tachas emita, and he would bedavka sleep underneath the bed in the sukkah. And Rabbi Gamliel said, look how smart he is. Vamalan Rabbi Gamliel lechazkenim. So Rabbi Gamliel said to the Chachamim, he said, Re'isem Tevi Avdi. You see, my Evid Tevi, he's very, very smart. There's not enough room in the sukkah. And he knows, Shu Talmud Chacham, he's a big Talmud Chacham, V'yodeya Sha'avodim Beturim in the sukkah. He says, listen, I'm an Evid Kenani. I don't have an obligation to sleep in the sukkah. It is an Evid Kenani has the same obligations as a woman, and a woman has no obligation to sleep in the sukkah. It's a mitzvah sasishas man groma. So to the Evid is part of a mitzvah sasishas man groma. And therefore, Tevi knew that he didn't have an obligation to go and sleep in the sukkah, but he wanted to be near the Talmid Chachamim, near the Torah. So he went to the sukkah, but he didn't want to take up space. There was a limited amount of space. Lefikol yoshinu tachas hamita. He slept in a place with no obligated person would sleep, and therefore he slept underneath the bed in the sukkah. And therefore, you see, like the Tanakhama, that this is an ohel underneath the sukkah, and an ohel in the sukkah is going to ruin if anybody underneath that second ohel in the sukkah. So a yoshin tachas emitas besukkah is lo yotzi dechavoso, and that's what Tevi, the Evid of Rabbi Gamliel, knew. And therefore, Rabbi Shimon said Tevi slept underneath the bed in the sukkah, and Rabbi Gamliel praised him for doing so. And he says, based upon what Rabbi Gamliel said, we learn the following. Rashi says this expression, even though he didn't tell us this as an official full drasha, Ella lesichas chulin ba'alma. This was just a general statement. Shoy mishtabeach biabdo lebdichusu ba'alma. He was just praising Tevi, but in a lighthearted way, not to necessarily officially teach them a din. Nevertheless, you see, even from the lighthearted comments and from the jokes that a Talmud Chacham makes, lamadu api derech b'dichuso. You can see even through his lighthearted banter, Shayoshin Tachasamita Loyosi Dechovoso. We can see from his joke, from his lighthearted demeanor, that in fact this is the halacha. Shayoshin Tachasamita Loyosi Dechovoso. Okay, this is a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Shimon brings support to the Tanakama. Gemara starts off and says, wait a second, why should it be a problem, according to the Tanakama and Rabbi Shimon, for the person sleeping under the bed not to be Yosi Dechova? Valleka Asara, it doesn't have 10 Tvachim, and therefore it's not considered a separate oil if it doesn't have 10 Tvachim. Tomorrow says, Tirgum HaShmuel B'mita Asara. So Shmuel explained that our Mishnah is talking about where it did have 10 Tvachim. So he's sleeping under a bed of 10 Tvachim. Shmuel Lashitasal, we learned earlier, holds that you need 10 Tvachim. There was one sheet that it says an oil is 4 Tvachim, one sheet that says an oil is even 1 Tefach. But here we go like Shmuel, it says no. You need 10 Tvachim to be considered significant, and this was 10 Tvachim, and therefore it is considered significant. Now the Gemara quotes a Mishnah in Ohalos. Tanan Hasam, we learned in the Mishnah Ohalos, Echod Chor Shecharu Mayim, whether it was something that had made a hole in it by water. So you have, let's say, a rock or a ground that had been hollowed out by water. O Shrotzim, or whether it was hollowed out by small burrowing creatures. O Shachalosu Melachas, or something like melach, salt, had eaten it away and made a space there, or if you have a pile of stones and you have a hole or a space underneath them, or if you have a bunch of beams that are stacked and you have a hollow space in the middle of this stack of beams, and all of them, if you have tumma inside over there, all of these structures, whether they were man-made or they weren't man-made, so we say that they satisfy the definition of being an ohel, and therefore if there's tumma space inside this hollowed out space, Mayel ala tumah, it is going to have the tumah spread out over the entire area that is hollowed out, and anything else in there is going to become tumah by the principle of ohel and tumah smeis. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with this opinion. Rabbi Yehuda omer, kol ohel she'enu also bidei adam, enu ohel. Rabbi Yehuda says that if it wasn't made by man, if it was made naturally, so then enu ohel, it's not halachically considered an ohel. Rashi points out that Rabbi Yehuda says when it was made by man, he was miskabe lesosel oel. He was intentionally making it into an oel. But when it was made by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, it was made by nature, so then, ain't oel. It doesn't have the halachic status of being an oel. And Rashi says, in regards to the dinim of Tumah. Now, why? Gemara says, my time Rabbi Yehuda. Was Rabbi Yehuda's rationale for saying that if it's made by a man, it is miskabein, but why should that be the critical factor? And if it's made by a Kodesh Baruch Hu, made by nature, it's not considered an oel. Why? So we turn to Chaf Aleph and Aleph. So he learns it out. Yolif Ohel Ohel Mimishkan. He learns it out from the Mishkan. What does it say in the Mishkan? Siv Hocha, it says in regards to the Mishkan, it says Zos Toras Adam Kiyamus BaOhel. In regards to Tumah, it says this lashon of Adam Kiyamus BaOhel. So we're dealing over here with Tumah with an Ohel. And Uksiv Hasim, it says in regards to the Mishkan, Vayifros Esa Oel Al HaMishkan. It says that Moshe Rabbeinu spread out over the Mishkan, he spread out this tent. And therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, by the Mishkan, it was Moshe Rabbeinu who did this. Malahala Bidei Adam. So too, over here in the Tumah, Adam Kiyomus Be'ohel Afkan Bidei Adam. It also has to be man-made Tumah. That's the rationale for Rabbi Yehuda. No, what does the Tanakam and the Chacham do with this? Rabbanan, Ohel, Ohel, Riba. They say no, that the X word Ohel in the Pasuk, Zotatara, Adam Kiyomos Be Ohel, number one, then Kol Abo El Ohel, number two, Kol Asher Bo Ohel, number three, Yid Moshe Vasyamim. So you have extra words, Ohel, Ohel, Riba, and therefore it comes to include even something that wasn't made by an Adam, but even something was made by a Kodesh Baruch Hu that made through nature. Now, we're a little bit in the middle of this drasha, of this machlokas between the Chacham and Rabbi Yehuda, but this is a good break point. Mi'etz Hashem will pick this up tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shiur.